Lifehouse, Triple M, Jane Dave, 13 past 6. Blaring through the speakers of a Hale Creek mine this morning. Hello to the folks out there who hit us up on Facebook. Thanks for joining us. Sitting at 21 degrees in workshops in Padgett this morning as well with Jane Dave and Bricky.
It's not a good sign when you start throwing money in the bin and losing it forever, right? In this day and age, with COVID around,
I don't think I've thrown money at the bin. I've put money, forgotten about money in pockets or, you know, jackets and stuff. You find it down the track, you're like, yes.
Oh, it's a bonus, isn't it?
Yeah.
You feel rich.
It's like winning the jackpot on a small scale.
Yeah. It's like getting the five A's on a poker machine.
Whenever anybody loses money and they find it, the first thing we all say is, oh, that's where it is. Like, you didn't even know it was missing until you found it. You're like, oh, that's where it went.
Well, I think I've actually thrown away a fair bit of money in the bin. I was reading this news story, okay? An online auction. It's going at the moment for an ultra-rare Woolworths Ooshy is getting very close to the $100,000 mark.
Now, for those who aren't in the market for Ooshies, they're those little figurine things that, Coles and Woolworths and all these other retail bring out for you to collect, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a furry baby Yoda Ooshy. It's up on sale on eBay at the moment. Apparently, I got a baby one, baby Yoda, but it's the plastic one, so it's worth nothing, basically. And those are the ones I'm kind of collecting at the moment, the Star Wars versions.
Yeah, but you didn't get a furry one.
No.
So that's not worth...
No.
How much is the furry one worth?
Well, it's nearing, it's around about $90,400 on eBay at the moment.
Australian?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I know,
right? Who is buying a figurine for $90,000?
Exactly. And someone told me the glittery
ones. Well, our council might. I mean, we bought a piano a few years ago. Just,
Well, that one doesn't glitter. It's not furry either. The glittery ones, someone told me this morning that the glittery ones go for a fair bit too on Facebook and everything.
They're all glitter. What are you talking about?
I didn't realise. No, you can get ones that are just plain. They haven't got glitter to them at all. They don't sparkle. But this one that I threw out, I can remember it was glittery. It's like, oh, that's different. That's a glittery one, but it's not a Star Wars thing. So I threw it in the bin. Didn't even think about it.
But how much are they retailing for, though? If you can sell that online.
Well, a couple hundred bucks.
For a glittery one?
Apparently, yeah.
What are people doing with their money?
Well, obviously throwing it in the bin because I don't realise that the glitter ones are worth something.
Mm.
So, and I mean, I can't even go down to the tip to have a look for it anymore because it's one of those compact machines. It's not like an open pit where you can just go scrolling around.
Mm.
And you know what I'm like, being, I think it's the Scottish in me coming out. I would actually go to the tip and rummage around for a couple of hours trying to find that glittery Ooshy for a couple of $100.
Just go to Woolworths and just buy some more groceries. You're more chance of finding another one through there.
That's an option.
They're not. It's just your eyesight, honestly. You have the worst eyesight ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you reckon it wasn't a glittery one?
Well, it might have been, but then at the same time, it might not have been. Just the cataracts on your eyes making it look like it's glittery. That's what it is.
Could be.
If you know much about the Ooshies, let us know on our Facebook page. Triple M Mackay with Sundays, Jane Dave for breakfast. Well, 16 past 6.
Triple M's Kennedy Malloy.
This is terrible news.